In Houston tonight, the most dominant big man in the National Basketball Association, Shaquille O'Neal of the Los Angeles Lakers, will face Yao Ming of the Houston Rockets, who arrived in the NBA by way of Shanghai, China. The matchup between the 7'1", 340-pound Shaq and the 7'5", 300-pound Yao promises to be a good one. Though a rookie, Yao has already displayed remarkable skill for a big center. But this matchup has also stirred off-court talk, not just about sports, but about race and ethnicity as well. Joining me now to talk about this is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hello, Stefan.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, this flap stems from comments that Shaq made on a sports cable TV talk show last June. When asked about Yao, Shaq answered in a mock Chinese accent and made what's been described as kung fu gestures.
Yeah, he did. The comments were unearthed by a sports radio show in December, and they were picked up and then criticized a couple of weeks ago in a column in Asian Week, which is an Asian American affairs magazine. And once they went national, Shaq said he was joking, the way so many public figures seem to. He also said he was sorry if he offended anyone, but he did offend a lot of Asian Americans because of Yao's stature in China and overseas.
And in fact, columnists have compared him to Jackie Robinson. They're saying he's the Jackie Robinson for Asian Americans and I guess Asians who live all over the world.
And I think Yao handled it much as Jackie Robinson would have. He was very diplomatic. He said he believed that Shaq thought he was joking, but he also said that Asian people might not agree. And indeed, there was a protest and a news conference before the game in Houston today.
Now, this wasn't the first time O'Neal has verbally tried to joust with Yao.
No, it's not. Last summer, Shaq said he would welcome Yao to the NBA with an elbow to the nose. And more recently, he used an expletive to describe him. Shaq has always behaved like sort of a big kid. And more to the point, I think he might be feeling a little bit threatened and a little insecure. Shaq has been unstoppable during his 11 seasons in the NBA. And here comes this untested kid from China who's being compared to him. And not only that, but Yao is leading Shaq in the voting to start in the All-Star game next month.
And this is the first year that the NBA allowed online voting by fans in China. Have they stuffed the ballot box?
Well, you might have expected that, but it hasn't happened. Through the last count that was made public last week, around 15% of the votes came from China. And the NBA says the proportion of votes for Yao is about the same there as it is everywhere else. Yao isn't, in fact, an unreasonable choice to start over Shaq. He's really proving to be a solid NBA player. Plus, fans want to see him play. He's given the NBA a terrific storyline and a great business boost, too. Tonight's game is going to be televised around the world, including on 11 networks in China.
11 networks. My goodness. Now, the other NBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, has also been in the news, but it's not necessarily been good news.
No, that league is finding that after six seasons, the market for women's basketball isn't the sure thing that they thought it was. Three teams have folded this offseason. A fourth moved to a different city. The NBA decided to cut some of its losses. So instead of the NBA collectively owning this league and its teams operating the WNBA teams, it's turned to individual ownership. One of the results of that is that the WNBA is now allowing teams to be located in non-NBA cities, places with an affinity for women's college basketball.
Now, one of those places is Connecticut, where the University of Connecticut's women's college team tomorrow goes for a record 55th straight victory. The WNBA is thinking about putting a team there and in an interesting location, on the grounds of a casino.
That's right. The league is in negotiations with Mohegan Sun Casino, which has a 10,000-seat arena. The NBA says it doesn't have any problem with this because there is no sports betting at this casino. I've had trouble seeing how this doesn't send a message that links sports and gambling. There's no doubt that they're linked. Witness what happened this week with the NFL, the National Football League, barring Las Vegas from airing a commercial during the Super Bowl. But I don't think leagues need to go out of their way to further these kinds of links.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis from The Wall Street Journal.